B. Reading and Culture. Read and answer the questions. Last week, our teacher asked us what our favourite foods were. For me, it can depend on the person cooking the food. My dad isn't a very good cook, but my mum can make beans on toast taste amazing. Although my real favourite meal is one my aunt makes, a spaghetti bolognese she learnt to cook when she lived in Italy. I asked her how she made it once, but she said it was a secret recipe. It's so good. I pick out on it every time she visits. We all talk about our favourite meals, and the teacher explains that, whilst it's okay to treat ourselves with our favourite foods, we should try not to eat too much of any one food group in order to stay healthy, because you are what you eat. She asked if anyone knew what the main food groups are. The person chosen to answer was Tony, who said that in the lunches his dad packs for him, he always has five things: protein, dairy, carbohydrates, fats, and vitamins. The teacher asked him if he would mind showing us what he had for lunch today. Tony opened the lunchbox he brought from home, and inside was a tuna sandwich, a yogurt, an avocado, an orange, and a banana. The teacher said that it was a very balanced meal and that the lunch his dad made was very nutritious. Then our teacher asked us to think about a time we'd had a really unpleasant meal. I remembered one time my whole family had gone to eat out at this seafood restaurant for a special occasion, and we were all really looking forward to it, but it had been a huge disappointment for me. I didn't know what seafood was then, and the food I had was really disgusting. In fact, some of it was actually inedible. I only picked at my meal and begged my dad for something to eat when we got home, but he said I would just have to go hungry because I hadn't eaten up my dinner. Later on, I asked my mum instead. She felt bad about going behind my dad's back, but we finally reached an agreement, and she said I could make myself a sandwich as long as it was a healthy one with lettuce and tomatoes in it. There weren't any in the fridge, though, so I ended up having cheese and cucumber. I decided then that it might be a good idea for me to learn to cook, so I wrote an email to my aunt and asked her if she'd teach me how to make that spaghetti bolognese dish next time she's visiting.